Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know it's hard to believe, but if you think of everything we've been through in the last 6 months or so, there's one song that really defines this crazy moment in time. And right now, the guy shining the biggest light who wrote that song, it's Thomas Stratt.
Man, I thank you for saying that, and thank you for all the support you guys have shown, and that amazing video that you guys posted. Man, that made every bit of writing the song worth it, so I can't thank you enough.
Dude, right before I got on with you, I revisited it because it's been a while. So many of the images are images that I took.
Yeah.
It brought back all those memories of living through that period of time that we all lived through. But obviously here in New York, it was very intense.
I think we as people, we just have to keep trucking forward, you know, and I think we have to keep trucking forward with kindness and with love. I mean, I think that's where it all has to begin and where it all has to end as well. And I'm very grateful for y'all playing a song that I feel like can bring encouragement and joy to somebody, even though life is very odd and unpredictable right now. So great, very grateful for that.
And what I love about the song is it is also helping out a very important cause.
There's just so many people that you would never know are doing anything at a show. But it's, you know, I mean, I'm the one technically getting up there and playing the songs and all that kind of mess. But without our video techs and without our guitar techs and without people doing sound and people doing lights, you just don't get to see the same show that you would if they weren't there, you know? And they're struggling really bad. I mean, I know a lot of people are struggling, but, you know, touring is their 100% main source of income. And when that's stripped away from them, there is no more income coming in. And so Music Cares has done such a great job at donating to families in the band and touring industry that are really suffering to pay mortgage or even buy groceries at that matter. So, you know, anytime you guys spin the song, I mean, I know it just feels like just hitting a button, but hitting that button means that someone else gets to pay the mortgage that month. And it's just super important to me, and it's heavy on my heart. And so I, you know, anytime you download it, watch it on YouTube, whatever, you're directly helping somebody to help us get back on the road next year. So it's a very important song. And I'm very grateful for y'all's just support with it.
Well, and you got a little help from some pretty cool friends on there, too.
I knew that if I could get Reba on the song, other people would follow suit. I mean, if you hear that Reba's on a song and you say no to that, then we probably are not friends any longer. But it was awesome to have Reba be a part of it. And Keith Urban, Chris Tomlin, Hillary Scott, all people who I feel like our messages align with each other. And I just feel like unifying our voices really just kind of solidified that message.
How has life in lockdown with the ever-growing family been?
Man, it's actually been really good. I mean, you know, with all the crazy stuff happening, I have gotten to bond with my kids more than I ever have. And I've gotten to bond with my wife more, too. So, you know, there's definitely been a lot of silver linings through this crazy process. But, you know, I mean, we're doing good, all things considered. And, you know, hopefully it looks like we're kind of getting back on track to hopefully find a vaccine and trying to. I just miss being with people so bad. You know, I just can't wait to hug somebody, you know, and not wear a mask and all that kind of stuff. So I really hope we're turning that corner.
Well, you know, we love you up here in the tri-state, Thomas. The video is pretty phenomenal. I'll actually repost that on our socials today. And we appreciate
awesome.
You. You know that. We
feeling is mutual.
We will see you again.
Yes, we will. And we will rock faces off people in the tri-state. I promise you that.